We all have issues with stress. We all can find ways to cope in unhealthy ways. And eventually, some people want to figure it out. Some people want to feel like they have a handle on who they are as they grow up. Hello, welcome to Strong Women Stick Together, and I'm your host, Victoria Nicole. This is where we commit to our healing journey. I want to talk to you a little bit about stress and how really we've coped with stress. Stress varies in so many different ways, shapes, and sizes, and it can feel bigger in or smaller in multiple different areas of our life. Sometimes I've coped in some very unhealthy ways, and I'm not proud of it. I do want to start coping in healthier ways more often. Some of my unhealthy ways have included alcohol, anger, watching way too much TV, avoiding the stress, which is so bad for us, unhealthy substances, and eating unhealthy foods, which all of these are the vices of the vices. And I gotta say that two times because it can feel so comfortable doing things that are so unhealthy. But once a lot of things really didn't fit well with all these unhealthy habits, I had to really start putting myself into perspective, making things a little bit more healthier for my life. Especially because the stress never really leaves when we cope in unhealthy ways. Especially it has not left for me. It makes it feel so much more worse when I am coping in unhealthy ways because I don't actually process the emotions or process the stress. It feels like extra layers on top. And something that can originally feel like I'm holding a piece of furniture can feel like I'm holding an entire house on top of me. I saw this TikTok of Sarah Al-Mandani, and she was talking about how happiness is biohacking our bodies. She talks about how stress is releasing cortisol in our bodies. And if we do a random act of kindness, it releases endorphins in our body of some happy hormones. I'll link it in the description because the way she describes it, I think, is very telling. I think it's necessary to hear things in a certain way because it helps really get to the core of our hearts. I also feel that we are social beings, and as social beings, we really truly want to feel connected to one another. We want our people to be our people. And we do this by being vulnerable with one another, by truly understanding one another. And we also need to feel connected in multiple areas of our life, not only in one area or another. Right? We need our people to be our people, but not only for work or not only for family. We need work, family, friends, people in our hobbies and interests, people within the work that we do in service of others. All of these types of people, we need to feel connections and real connections where we feel that vulnerability, where we feel like we're truly understood by these people. Thankfully, I am very lucky to have a team at work that makes me feel understood. We may not understand exactly 100% of what we all feel and what we all go through and the stress that we all have, but we know what some of that stress feels like. When we are frustrated about something, we can understand how that frustration makes us feel and how that frustration can get in the way of some of the things that we do in the office. We definitely need connection in more ways than one. I don't always have that in all areas of my life. I really do have connection at work and with the office. I feel like I'm not really having so much connection, whether it's friendships, whether it's like hobbies or other interests that I have. And I do want to expand, right? I do want to be able to have more groups outside of work that I can have conversations with, that I can go and really enjoy spending time with people that is not only coworkers at the office, or not only my boyfriend, or not only my family. I want to be able to have some people I go to that have from different, you know, different interests in different areas of my life. I have a very unique and interesting situation at work. We have a team and we work so well together, but our final output, the amount of clients that I bring in, the amount of group sales revenue that I sell, is solely predicated on the work that I do. How much work I do, you know, can bring me my income. My income is base plus commission. The more work I do, the more money I bring in. Yes, I do have to work with people in order to have a good relationship with some activities that I do for work, but it's not so directly intertwined to my income. That is so perfectly fit for me. I love the fact that I control my income and I don't have to worry about others for the most part to control my income. That is not the situation for everybody. But, and also, that does have a direct effect on how I work with others outside of work. We're all there all the time. And we work so well together because we've been able to find a way to make ourselves all fit good, right? And have these great relationships at work. For me, it's because it's so consistent. It's easier because, you know, at first it could be rocky. And then over time, you start to really understand each other. But it's a lot due to how consistent we are together. And with friendships, I feel like as I've gotten older, it's much harder to maintain friendships that are consistent. Back in when I was younger, back in like college or in high school, it was much easier to maintain consistent friendships because we were always there, right? You always had to show up to class. You always had to be physically there. So you kind of would just talk and hang out because you were going to pass the time together anyways. You're going to pass the time in some way. You guys are there. You talk, right? But as you get older, you have to make consistent effort to do things together. It's two people. It's not only one, or it's a group of people. It's not only one. Whereas when you're physically at school, like you're all already there. You're not making plans to go hang out later. You're already there. For me, it's been a lot harder trying to maintain consistent relationships with people in these different areas of my life because I don't really have these hobbies that are consistent. It feels much harder. I follow an artist and founder of Tiny Protectors called Alyssa, and she mentions how her goal this year is to explore more hobbies and interests. I don't really have hobbies that I do on a consistent basis. I used to do kickboxing, but it was hard to keep up with my schedule not being consistent, as well as how pricey kickboxing can be. I'm saving up for a house, and that is really my priority right now. So a lot of my extra income really goes towards that. Another thing that I want to do on a consistent basis is therapy. And I believe in therapy so much when it's with the right therapist. That's something that can also be pricey. So I've been able to try to find these different ways to do exercise on a consistent basis that is not going to be so pricey. And this podcast is my way of venting. It's my way of my own form of therapy. It gets me to think about different topics. It gets me to dive deeper into who I am as a person to help me relate to other people that might also feel the same way. We all have issues with stress. We all can find ways to cope in unhealthy ways. And eventually some people want to figure it out. Some people want to feel like they have a handle on who they are as they grow up. And that's why I post this. I post my own form of therapy because I want people to know that they're not alone. I feel alone a lot of times, sometimes with friendships. As I was saying, it's hard to maintain consistent friendships. So in that area of life, I can feel alone. There's different people that I still keep in touch with, but not on a consistent basis. And remember, it's two people that can form friendships and relationships. One thing that I want to start doing is finding some sort of hobby or interest that can help me build relationships with people outside of work, where there's something that I want to do or there's something that I want to build and actually making it happen. And little by little, right? One thing I was thinking about is my different forms of which I'm going to look into for my hobbies and or interests. I have so many hobbies that or so many interests that I like. I like to paint. I like to draw. I like to build things. I like to plant in my garden. I have so many things that I enjoy doing, but a lot of the time I do those things on my own. I might have a family member help, like my mom, or I might have my boyfriend help, but a lot of those times they're not like with a group of people that I'm finding out in the world. Another thing that I was thinking about that I'm so passionate about is really helping women own businesses. This is something that I got into, oh my God, I got into this in 2019 or 2018 is when I was really focused on this a lot. I really was trying to choose restaurants that were women-owned, different locations or stores that were women-owned that I wanted to purchase from. That really helped to ignite this. But then when COVID happened, it stopped a lot of what I was doing. I had this really big momentum, but then COVID kind of like stopped it in its tracks because of everything that we felt in the world. There was so much divide on COVID itself. There was so much divide in everything that was happening in the world with George Floyd. So many different things happened all at once. And it did get us to stop in our tracks, get us to feel so intense for months on end, feel stuck, feel like we couldn't go anywhere. It did a number on me, and I'm sure it did a number on all of us. Now that we're out in the world again and seeing people, really interacting with people again in very similar ways that we did back in 2019 and 2018, it has given me a little bit of momentum, but not heading to the ground running like I originally was back in 2018 and 2019. I want to get back into that, whether it's a little bit slow stepping, whether it's a lot more heavier stuff, a little bit more things to do. I want to be able to do that again. I want to start looking into more women-owned businesses, looking into more activities that I can do. My boyfriend's really good with first impressions and meeting people for the first time. Yesterday, we had gone to an event that we had at the arena. When he would meet someone, it's like he meets someone and they're like best friends already. You talk to someone, you make some laughs, you really end up sticking by each other, being cool with one another, and it feels like you already know each other when you just met that day. That is some of the type of things that I want to look forward to, where we have this unified joint venture, where we talk about big topics, where we relate to one another, where we feel vulnerable. We discuss big topics and really trying to figure our lives out. I am not an expert on my life. I'm just one girl trying to figure it out at the age of 30. I am still passing through, still feeling all these different stress and pressures of a woman in her 30s that isn't married, doesn't have kids, and doesn't own a house. And I'm trying to figure this out. We are all trying to figure this out. So why don't we just figure this out together? And that is what we're gonna do. We are going to figure this out together. If you like this podcast, be sure to leave a review, follow, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Don't forget to answer the question on Spotify, and stay tuned to next week's episode. Bye for now.